Lesson 50. New Year Resolutions. Listen to the tape, then answer the question below. What marked the end of the writer's New Year resolutions? The New Year is a time for resolutions. Mentally at least, most of us could compile formidable lists of do's and don'ts. The same old favorites recur year in, year out, with monotonous regularity. We resolve to get up earlier each morning, eat less, find more time to play with the children, do 1,001 jobs about the house, be nice to people we don't like, drive carefully, and take the dog for a walk every day. Past experience has taught us that certain accomplishments are beyond attainment. If we remain inveterate smokers, it is only because we have so often experienced the frustration that results from failure. Most of us fail in our efforts at self-improvement because our schemes are too ambitious and we never have time to carry them out. We also make the fundamental error of announcing our resolutions to everybody, so that we look even more foolish when we slip back into our bad old ways. Aware of these pitfalls, this year I attempted to keep my resolutions to myself. I limited myself to two modest ambitions: to do physical exercises every morning and to read more of an evening. An all-night party on New Year's Eve provided me with a good excuse for not carrying out either of these new resolutions on the first day of the year. But on the second, I applied myself assiduously to the task. The daily exercises lasted only 11 minutes, and I proposed to do them early in the morning before anyone had got up. The self-discipline required to drag myself out of bed 11 minutes earlier than usual was considerable. Nevertheless, I managed to creep down into the living room for 2 days before anyone found me out. After jumping about on the carpet and twisting the human frame into uncomfortable positions, I sat down at the breakfast table in an exhausted condition. It was this that betrayed me. The next morning, the whole family trooped in to watch the performance. That was really unsettling, but I fended off the taunts and jibes of the family good-humoredly, and soon everybody got used to the idea. However, my enthusiasm waned. The time I spent at exercises gradually diminished. Little by little, the 11 minutes fell to zero. By January the 10th, I was back to where I had started from. I argued that if I spent less time exhausting myself at exercises in the morning, I would keep my mind fresh for reading when I got home from work. Resisting the hypnotizing effect of television, I sat in my room for a few evenings with my eyes glued to a book. One night, however, feeling cold and lonely, I went downstairs and sat in front of the television, pretending to read. That proved to be my undoing, for I soon got back to my old bad habit of dozing off in front of the screen. I still haven't given up my resolution to do more reading. In fact, I have just bought a book entitled How to Read 1,000 Words a Minute. Perhaps it will solve my problem, but I just haven't had time to read it.